the same way I'll give my 150% into like my training and myself when I get back, this 150% goes into the show must go on. It's just like watching like the macros. That's the key. That's the secret into everything.
Meet your host, Andy Naylor. Andy is a men's physique transformation expert, competitive physical champion, and a multi-six-figure business owner who has helped thousands of busy, high-achieving men get into the best shape of their lives and reconnect with their inner alpha. On this show, Andy is going to share with you his playbook on feeling healthy again, avoiding the common pitfalls successful men fall into, dropping 20 to 30 pounds of fat, and building a physique you can finally be proud of. And the transformations aren't just physical either. You're going to learn how meeting your personal goals will help support your professional achievements, giving you that true alpha mentality. Let's go.
Hello, there he is. Yeah. Thanks for wanting to come on the podcast and have one of these sort of quick little chats with me. I always appreciate it. It's always nice to get to speak to people who are, you know, in the program and sort of interesting to sort of get insight on that. At this particular point, there's going to be a lot of people when this obviously goes out listening and watching this, and they're going to have no idea who you are, where you're from, what you do, why you came here. So in the first instance, Eric, you know, give us a little bit of an introduction about yourself, who you are, where you are, what you do. And I guess also give us some insight as to where you were in terms of your life before you came to the program, or, you know, what something must have made you think to yourself, I want to do something. I need to do something. I've got things I want to change. Try and give people watching, people listening, an insight into what those things were that maybe became the catalyst to make you want to come and join something like our program.
Okay. For me, it wasn't a change. It was more of an upgrade. Just wanted go to the next step, basically. Uh-huh. Level up.
Okay. And so in what areas of your, in what areas specifically, you know, were you looking to level up?
I didn't know. All I saw is I remember seeing pictures of the transformation of the people. And I was like, okay, that's interesting. Plus, you know, the fact that the program was sold for like busy CEOs, like, I was like, okay, I do have a really busy life. So, and when I get into touring, I work like over 100 hours a day, not a day, but like sometimes 18 hours a day, 3-4 days in a row. So I tend to drop everything once I get on tour because I'm too tired and I don't want to go lift weights when I'm too tired. I know my body needs to rest. I don't want to injure myself. So I was like, maybe we'll find a way that, you know, something I don't know, maybe calisthenics or something that I can find a way to just maintain. Because when I get back from the road, I would just build myself back up. Then get to a point where I'm like acceptable for myself, but then I go back and I drop as opposed to keep on building and building, building. So I get the slow build, but then I get the drop again. And I'm trying to find a way to just keep on slow building as opposed to dropping when I get back.
So, and obviously, so again, insight for the people who are, you know, for the guys who are listening to this, you're on tour. So tell us a little bit about, in reality, what is that like for you? Like, you know, what are you doing while you're on tour? How long are you going? How far are you traveling? Because I think what you're then saying is you're going away, losing any of the progress that you've made, starting again. What does going on tour mean? Like
going on tour, for example, 2017, Joanne, the Lady Gaga Joanne tour. So you start from doing rehearsals in a space where like you build a thing, make sure everything works so they can program the show. And then once that's done, which is usually like about 10 days, which is usually about 14 hours, about, you know, and then you wake up at like, you're on site at 8 a.m. in the morning, you'll be going up until like 10 p.m. at night, you have like a little lunch break, you have some snacks, you know, and it's so much, there's so much to do. And for me, in my case, basically, when I start to get stressed about work, the first thing that I lose is my appetite. So like, I shrink, you know, and I'm stressed, I'm like, I'm sleeping, I'm working while I sleep, you know, because I think about, you know, problems and I'm going to find the situations. And then you get into building the thing. So, okay, so now we pack everything from the rehearsal space. We go in the first city, let's say Vancouver. And then often they'll do that. We'll start in Vancouver. Then the next night, Vancouver. So 4 a.m. we're up. 5 a.m. we're picked up by the tour bus to get to the venue. We start building the thing. Load in, show, load out. So the show ends up at 11 p.m. You have to take everything down, load all the trucks, and then you shower at the venue, jump on the tour bus, go from like Vancouver to Seattle, sleep on the tour bus in a little bunk. You wake up at like at the venue, back. You're back into it. You know, you sometimes you don't even have time to have breakfast because you'll get in. The load-in will start at 8 and catering is not done getting ready for the breakfast. And you have a banana or something, you know, often I would have like what I call a cup of bacon. Once it's ready, I'll just swing by catering, put some bacon slice in a cup and you, because they can get cold and you just swing by, you grab a slice of bacon and munch as you keep on working, but just go, 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 go.
So it sounds like your life is like, in terms of work and in terms of stress, like feast and famine. It's like all of a sudden you're on tour. It's your whole life is, it sounds like nearly your life is on hold while you're on
tour.
There's
nothing else. Exactly. Yeah. The show must go on. And that for 3 days in a row, then after you've done that, like you're exhausted.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. And so
the stress starts coming down and then you're like,
so you're then getting stressed. You're eating poorly, you know, probably not really looking after yourself. Sleep is horrific. Stress is up. So you're going away into that scenario, and what was happening was, understandably, any progress you'd made physically, health-wise, was just being taken straight away from you because of going on that tour. So what you were, tell me if I'm right here, what you were looking for was just to try and find some sort of solution that would bridge that gap so that you weren't right.
If I could just actually stay in, like, I know I'll lose the pump because I won't be working out 5 days a week, 4 or 5 days a week. But if I can manage to keep the weight, it's the weight and stay lean, which now that's the main insight that I've got, is I was never like weighing my food. I was never calculating my macro. So right there already, that I know that I can cheat with that because catering is not often the health. You have healthy options if you want, but there's often like a table with cakes and, you know, you finish working, there's like after show food, like they call, and you'd like to have a drink and decompress. And so that's all the things that, you know, you can't be doing if you want to, you know, eating before going to bed is the worst thing for me that someone can do because you're not resting, you're digesting.
Yeah.
And your body needs to rest. So.
And so now you've been in, and obviously you've been here a little while, and obviously you're working with, you know, our head coach, Shana. So tell me a little bit about what were the first sort of things that she's come in and put in place? Like what were the first changes or aha moments that you've had that have like maybe helped you along the journey?
It was far from a haha moment at the beginning because she's like, okay, you're going on 2000 calories. You're going to have this percentage of carbs, this percentage of fat, and this percentage of protein. And the main goal I wanted, I even bitched at you at some point. I was like, I want to gain weight because when I go on tour, I know I'm losing weight. Now I just went into body recomposition and I was like, I'm just dropping the weight. I hate it. You know, and I wasn't really seeing the results, like, because it takes a while. But then at some point, like, okay, I see that. Now I need to build up.
Yeah.
But now that I know that, you know, I've recomposed my body, I know I can maintain that when I get on the road. You know, I just have to be more free. It's the hardest thing is eating when you're not hungry is the worst thing to do.
And the worst thing for you is to go away, not eat. And then that's what's also making you drop backwards because obviously you need the food. So I imagine as you're running around on tour, you know, you're probably burning more calories.
I put that steps. I put so much of these steps. It's not even funny. China is like, try to walk less, you know? I'm like, I can't. I'm an active person. I remember once, like we were doing, again, on that Gaga tour, we were like doing a show in the stadium. And the guys on the internet are like, oh my God, I've worked like 35 kilometers today. I'm like, guys, why would you even want to be tracking your steps? That frustrates me. I already feel my heartbeat in my feet. Why would I want to know? Like, I know I've worked a lot, you know? I feel the beat of my heart and my feet. But now it's different. I do it just because of all of that.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, just tracking those sorts of things, just keeping an eye on them. It's never the most, it's not, you know, you're going to have something on you that's tracking steps, whether it be an Oura Ring or a phone or an Apple Watch. Something's already tracking them. And, you know, just at least, you know, you can only manage what you measure. So, and obviously now you're measuring and keeping an eye on calories and macros and, you know, steps. And, you know, if you manage those things, you know what you can do, what you can get away with on tour and what you can't get with on tour, so that when you come back, you're in the same place as when you left. And I guess that's given you some peace of mind right now. Like you've got a framework, a structure. Well, if I'm on tour, I've got to at least eat this many calories. Otherwise, I'm going to come back not in the place that I want to be. Is that giving you some sort of peace of mind?
Yeah, definitely, for sure. You know, I've also stopped drinking completely since January 4th. Because I'm like, if I'm going to be vomiting that much money in that program, I'm going to commit to it 150%. You know, I'm not going to like go on one end and sabotage myself on the other. Like it doesn't compute for me. And that's why Shana's like, oh my God, your body reacts. I'm like, girl, I told you I have a fast metabolism. I started melting right away.
Wow. So I guess, yeah. Has she been trying to now up your calories by any chance slowly over time?
We started upping the calories. Now I'm at like 2,200 calories a day and one cheat meal at like, well, basically one day at 2,700.
Yeah. And this will be the thing is, and obviously what you've said happened there is you've actually, you know, you've body recomped. In other words, you've added muscle, dropped fat. So what will happen now is Shana will have got you to a point where you can now slowly start adding food, which can be difficult, right? Like, you know, you said, you know, if you're stressed, eating is going to be one of the most difficult things. But the goal is always, you know, if we can keep creeping food up. And, you know, if you are someone with a fast metabolism, you'll just look better and better and better and better and better. As long as the training's there and all those things are in place, you'll just keep looking better over time.
Man, yeah, as long as you keep looking at the macros, because adding calories doesn't mean adding like 1,000 calories a pizza or tiramisu.
That would be quite nice.
It would be quite nice, but it's just like, because when your body fat is already this low, that's the first thing it wants to do. Is like, as soon as you give it fat, like, oh yeah, I'm going to build those reserves.
Alphas, I interrupt this show with a simple message. This show is here to benefit you and your progression to the best version of yourself. But not only just you, it's also here to benefit the people around you, your loved ones, your friends, other alphas in your vicinity. So why not do a really cool thing today? Something that I would thank you for and maybe someone else would. Share this podcast with at least one other alpha out there who you know would benefit from it. Why not share the information, share the ability for someone else to grow? I'm sure they would thank you. I 100% would absolutely thank you. This podcast only grows by our listeners, our followers doing amazing things like giving us 5-star reviews, downloading podcasts, subscribing, and then, of course, sharing it with other people. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Share it with one person. And, of course, drop us a 5-star review, download the podcast, and, you know, of course, subscribe. And now back to the show.
Tell me a little bit about the training side of things. So obviously, when you're back, you're at home and not on tour, how many times a week are you training? Like, what does that look like?
Well, back then, before I started joining with you guys, I was doing about like 6 days a week.
Wow.
Which is probably too much at my age. You know, I would do like Monday, chest and tries, Tuesday, back and buys, Wednesday, only legs, Thursday, only shoulders. And then Friday, Saturday, I would, whatever like body part, I would feel that I would have like been the weakest, like, or more tired, I concentrate on that, you know, and swing more cardio, like on weekends, and like abs as well. I wouldn't do abs every day either.
A lot then. Well, yeah. What are you doing now?
4 days a week. She dropped me at 4 days a week, upper, lower, day off, upper, lower, 2 days off.
Yep.
And then from the app, it was like, oh, do cardios on days off. It's like, no, don't do cardio. They're like, oh, okay. Because I was doing cardios on top of it. So now we've dropped the cardio and I just want to build. It's always been so hard for me to build legs for some reason. Mm-hmm. And the gym we have, like, I was pitching again about that, like, dress. It's not a proper 45. It's a pre-core. It's like the seat that moves. And, like, I don't feel my quads. I don't feel my quads when I do that leg press. So now we're, like, I'm starting deload next week on Wednesday. And after that, we're changing. So we're going to do, like, lower, upper, lower.
Yep.
So I'm going to do legs 3 days a week. Just to because my upper body responds quickly, but the lower doesn't.
Not legs.
So if I want to keep the proportion, I need to do more legs.
Though I know exactly the sort of leg press. It's one where the plate stays in one place, but your body moves, doesn't it? Sometimes, and I'm sure you'll explore this with Shana, sometimes doing those single leg sometimes can actually be easier to hit one quad, but they're not the best leg presses. You know, sometimes in those instances, things like a goblet squat or a Bulgarian split squat, those things can, although they're not, a leg press is great and a hack squat is great, and they're generally the best leg builders out there because they're safe, you can load them and go for it. But and it could also be that maybe doing something to really activate quads before you get in the leg press. Now, that could be leg extensions first, it could be a goblet squat first, something else pre that leg press, and you just might find you just might get a little bit of a better feeling on them. Or the other option is change gym.
I really like it's a love-hate relationship with that gym. It's a YMCA, but it's a block away from my place. I'm out, I walk, I do my steps to the gym, and I come back, it's just right there, you know.
Yeah,
so convenient. I love it for that, man. I think I'm just going to bitch at the gym so they get a proper leg press.
That's it.
Squat.
That's it.
Because they have two of those shitty pre-cores. I'm like, please don't.
Sell one. Yeah. Tell them you're an athlete. Say, look, I'm an athlete. I need proper equipment here. I'm a professional. And then get them to sell one and get a decent leg. Yeah, that's your, you've got a
plan. Also try to explore the leg, the placement of my heels on that machine. You know, I feel maybe if I get the heels higher, because with that pre-core, once I get in the lowest part, like I feel like I could go further, you know, further down, but I'm off the seat is already at the full position. I'm like, I don't get like to hit that.
So generally speaking, let's say, I don't know what you, if you imagine the lower down you put your feet, technically, the more flexion you would get at your knee. In other words, the more bend at your knee, theoretically, the more quad you would get. So if let's say you brought your, like this would be here, this would be like a standard leg press sort of position with feet. If you were to bring them down to here, now the problem is you need to have very flexible ankles because you're going to get more flexion at the ankle. Then normally one of the things I would try first would be bringing feet down and then maybe just lower down.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give it a try. Yeah. I'll explore with the positioning with lower weight, you know, just to see like where
ultimately the goal would be is you play with feet position until the one of the ways to do it is find a weight where you could go maybe more reps than you're used to. In other words, let's say you average 10 reps when you're on it. Okay. Let's just say for 1 week you went in and you picked a weight and you were going to do 15 to 20 reps really, really, really hard. So it's a completely different rep zone. So in other words, you know you're going to feel it the day after.
Then
you work out where you feel it. So let's say what you might want to do, it's worth it, but it might take, say, let's say you put 4 weeks in, so a month's worth of leg press work where you were going to just experiment. So the first time you go in and you go, okay, I'm going to do 4 sets, super high reps, really, really hard. I'm going to go all the way flat out and I'm going to have my feet really down low. In 2 days' time, your body will tell you which muscle was working because you'll have DOMS somewhere. And if it's not your quads, and maybe it's your glutes, and you're like, okay, that didn't work. And then you try the next week, you try somewhere else. So you just experiment in a very specific way, and your body will tell you which muscle was getting activated most. And for the sake of just putting, obviously you're training your legs anyway, so you're not losing out on anything, but at least you come away going, for me, my feet had to be here and here, then I felt my quads. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, and off you go. I used to do things a lot like that. If I'm like, for me, I would do this with chest. I would always find it very difficult to get my chest to really engage. And so what I would do is I would just try this machine and I would try it for a week and I would go purposefully higher reps. One, it's safer because it's a new machine. And also my body wouldn't be used to those higher reps. So I would get, and then I'd be like, oh, my front delt hurts. I'm like, okay.
You feel it, yeah.
I'm like, that's not the movement for me. And I would just keep trying different things until the specific muscle I was targeting, I would feel it 2 days after. And then, yes, I think the other option of just bitching to the gym and getting them to buy a different leg press, I think that's a very viable
option. That and a hack squat.
That and a hack squat.
Because I like the hack squat because you can do the front and the reverse position
correct.
As well.
You can. You can basically do a sort of hyperextension, an RDL in it essentially as well, yeah. And so speaking, obviously, you know, you work with our head coach, Shana, and obviously one of the major elements of what we do is like the accountability and really the coaching side of things. So tell us a little bit about your relationship with Shana, how she's been as a coach, like the accountability and the check-in, process. How have you found that? Has that been eye-opening? Have you found that useful?
No, she's been great and useful, but I think she finds me boring as a client. Not necessarily boring in the sense that I'm so dedicated that she can't bitch at me, really. But not boring at the same time because I like to laugh and everything. So we joke a lot together. Even amazing. I was doing the monthly check-in. Now it's like, okay, I have to let you go because Andy's going to be waiting for me. So in that sense, it's like even now, like we're upping the calories of like how can you be eating more and you're still dropping the weight? Like I told you, I have a fast metabolism. Yeah. And the more I work out, the faster it becomes, you know?
Amazing. I wish I had that metabolism. It is true. I mean, if you train hard and eat more and if there's muscle being built, metabolism will go up technically. And so if you keep working in that direction, it's just going to get better and better and better and better because you'll get to a point where, you know, your metabolism turns into a turbine And, you know, you can basically, within reason, eat what you want. Obviously, you're still keeping control of things and keeping the ratios of macros in a certain place. And then, yeah, of course, then the issue is making sure that you're able to keep up with that while you're on tour. And then, of course, it's taking smart choices of foods with you, like certain things that maybe you could take with you that are super high calorie or like very caloric, but you can have them on tour and keep up with things. So, awesome. Listen, I'm so happy it's going so well. I mean, you've obviously got a very specific set of challenges in terms of your working life. And it sounds to me that we've been able to put in place a structure and some aha moments with education that's been able to sort of really allow you to go away, you know, at least hold station and not sort of drop back. And now what you're looking to do is continue to move forward. So amazing background and information there. Eric, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on. It's been really insightful for me to sort of hear a little bit of the journey. And I know from, you know, our coaches meeting, Shana has talked about your progress a lot, and I already knew a lot of the things that you told me in terms of the amazing progress you made. So I've been keeping a very close eye on your journey. And what's the next tour you're going on? What's the next?
I don't know. I've actually turned down two tours. So I had like one tour that was going to go up until like it was going to start mid March and go up until October. And my partner was getting like a dual kidney surgery like on March 11th. I was like, that's too close for me to leave on the 17th. Plus, we have like, we booked a Mediterranean cruise in August.
Nice.
In October last year to do this year. But I knew that this would be infringing on the touring season. So I had another offer for another tour that I had to turn down because it's conflicting with the cruise. So as of now, I'm barely working. So
nice.
I'm just focusing on the training. I'm like, fine, you know.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So you just need to
focus. You're selling two properties. I don't have to worry about money either. So like,
good for you.
Everything is falling into place. So yeah, that'll be the biggest challenge is when I get back to work is like,
yep.
You know, remembering to apply all of these things.
Yes. Don't get too complacent. That's going to be
the
thing.
No, it's not complacent.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know, the way my brain works when I get into these things, it's like the same way I'll give my 150% into like my training and myself when I get back. This 150% goes into the show must go on when I go there.
Yeah. No, I understand.
It's like undivided attention. So
amazing.
But at least it's physical and I do a lot of steps and stuff. So that helps for that matter. It's just like watching like the macros. That's the key. That's the secret into everything.
They are boring and mundane, indeed. But they are the key, aren't they? At the end
of the day.
I'm
getting a lot of complaints back home about those macros. Because I'm the one cooking. So just wondering, like, I'm really tired of eating the same thing all the time. Like, no one forces you to eat those things. But cooking, that's what you're going to eat, you know? I'm not preventing you to go get a burger if you want, but I'm cooking fish tonight.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Eric, listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Look, thank you for taking some time out of your sort of very early afternoon to come and talk to me. I appreciate it very much. Listen, I'm going to let you go back to your day. Go focus on those macros. Enjoy the cruise. Have a great time going off and doing that. Have a great time. I'm sure we'll get some pictures back of you guys having a wonderful time.
I may sabotage myself on that cruise. There's no way I'm not going to Italy and stuffing myself with pizza and pasta. I'm sorry.
I'm sure you deserve a little bit of time off. You've done very well, and as we know, like, the calories aren't going to hurt you too much, are they? So you can get away with it. Look at you. Yep. Thank you very much indeed. I'll continue to keep a very close eye on your progress. Great to talk to you, and enjoy the cruise, and I'll speak to you again at some point, Eric. All right,
ciao.
Take care, sir.
Thanks so much for listening to today's show. We hope that you feel motivated to start making changes in your life so you can see those results that you've been wanting to achieve. Remember, you can do anything you set your mind to. If you love the show, please leave us a 5-star review and make sure you tell your friends. If you'd like to connect with Andy, you can find him on Instagram at Andy_Naylor_Pure_Elite_Pro. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well. Talk to you again soon.